good morning to most of you, but there you go again. Thank you all for coming today. It's a beautiful day, got some good rain, but now we're going to start off with some announcements. Mike, did you have a video for the finance class or no? Nope. Okay. Well, today, Tyler is not here today, so he wanted me to share a little bit of the finance class with you guys. He sent me a text message. He just wanted me to read it to you. He said that the class will meet Mondays from 7 to 8:30 at the church starting October 2nd. Everyone is welcome, single, married, high school student, upperclassman on up, college student if you can make it and stuff like that, and even invite some friends from outside the church. Tyler and Jacqueline are facilitating the class. They're not teaching it, so they're just kind of running everything. This class has helped nearly 10 million people over 25 years improve their relationship with their money. And there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer, and April will be emailing out a link to sign up and buy the class online. The cost is $80 per membership. So if you would like to be able to learn how to manage your money better or just sit in on a class that's good, just talk to Tyler and Jacqueline about that, and that'll start on October 2nd. So next week, it's kind of a big weekend. We've got our missions conference on September 30th and the 1st, so Saturday and Sunday. So just make note of that, and please show up Saturday morning for that. We got the some missionaries coming to share with us. Then on Sunday, there's a nominating committee meeting after church, I believe. Or no, it's between, yeah, church and Sunday school. So just make note of that. And then we have a carrying dinner next week. So, and we'll have communion with that as well. And then also in the afternoon, there's a life chain deal going on there. You guys can read about the details of that and talk to Pastor Glenn Stewart of Pleasant Valley Bible Church down there. Then on October 8th, there's an executive committee meeting for that. So if you're part of that, just make sure you know where you're supposed to be. And then in the back, you guys could see that we got some lawn seeded down, and it's really muddy out there, so stay off of it, obviously. So the grass can be growing, but we'll probably stay off of that up until the spring, so just so you all know. Then if anybody has financial records for the church in preparation for the annual meeting, just read that down there so you know to get them as soon as you can in here. So is there any other announcements today? Kelvin. Okay, if you didn't hear that, we took a love offering for Tony Welch and with all his surgeries and travel expenses and stuff. And if you missed it yesterday or last week, you're more than welcome to give. Just talk to Kelvin back there or write in your check in your memo for Tony Welch's love offering. So are there anything else? Yes. Yep. Yeah, once a month there's a ladies' brunch, and she's just saying that it's really good. I know I can attest to the men's breakfast that it's really good. The food's okay usually, because it's men cooking it. But the time of fellowship and the conversations are just they're really uplifting and good. Is there anything else today? If not, I'm gonna go to our call to worship today, and it is from Romans 1:16-17. Says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith."
Please stand as we sing hymn number 530 in your hymnals or look on the screen. Saved, saved, 530. As you're saved. Thank you.
Good morning again, and grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the body. Just a couple of them that have Saturday morning late, or I guess it'd be Friday night late, Saturday morning early. Belville Walter passed away. She has been a longtime member of our church. She was 97, and her memorial service will be here on Thursday at 10, and Also, there will be a prayer service at 6 at the funeral home here in town. So be praying for the Walter family. We continue to pray for Miles Waring and his healing. Update on Mark Wagnus. His surgical site is healing, which is great, but he's also developed a bout of gout. And so that has affected his ability to walk. The medication is helping. He can now get around, but we'll continue to pray for Mark that as the surgical site heals, but the rest of him will heal as well. Also, this past Thursday, Brady Weaver, that'd be Dean and Nettie's son, was involved in an accident, and grateful that he's at home, and be praying for Brady and the recovery from his accident. He really got himself. I know he goes, sees a ear, nose, throat, probably for his nose coming up. So we'll be praying for Brady. And then seeing Mike here, Mike and Shelley will be heading to Mayo's this week. So we'll be praying for them and their travels, but also for the doctors there. And then one item in my family, we saw the orthopedic surgeon on Monday, and my wife has a knee replacement scheduled for the 13th of October. So we have been waiting 5 years for that. And now it gets really kind of nervous and scary. Also, Deanna Haas had surgery this past week for her shoulder, and she's back home. But those of you that have had shoulder surgeries know exactly what she's going through. So she'll be starting physical therapy here shortly. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah. Praise for the rain? Yes, that is definitely true. We're grateful. I know it's been measured in inches around the area. I'm not going to let you can brag about that later. But I know it's nice to see the rain gauge full. Other prayer request. Yeah, Heidi. Wes is here. Wes Fisher, Wes Fisher, our Dean of Students at Sunshine, is able to be out and about getting around, and so we're grateful that he is here. But we continue to pray for his healing, his ankle, his knee, as well as the patients through the healing process. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity of gathering this morning. And as we look outside, the reminder that you do care for us and that you have sent the rain for the moisture. We know our area has been dealing in the past with drought, and this goes to help. Father, it also gives some of the outdoor work a break, but we know that our farmers and ranchers are constantly busy, especially this time of year. And so we pray for them as they wait patiently for things to dry down. But we are grateful, and we do pause to acknowledge that this gift of moisture that you've sent our way. Father, it also is the reminder with the cooler temps that we are changing of seasons, and that is a part of our life, is about change. Thankful that you do not change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. That you are consistent, that you take care of your people. You watch over us, but you also have sent your Son. And that is the opportunity we have to celebrate his death and resurrection, the acceptance of his sacrifice on our behalf, and the having the freedom now of having our sins forgiven. Father, we pray for the needs of our church body and our community. We lift up the Walter family, thankful for the legacy that Belva has left us, that she is now fully healed. She's in the presence of her Savior and has been reunited with her husband and family. And Father, we thank you for the hope that we have in Christ, and I pray that that hope would envelop the family. Father, we also continue to pray for those that have had medical issues. We pray That you would continue to heal Miles, both with his heart, but also with the bout of salmonella, that you would continually strengthen him and give wisdom to the doctors. We pray for Mark Wagnus and healing from his surgery, but now with gout, we pray that you would help with the medication to help him to continue to be mobile, but also to remove the pain from his feet and being able to get around better. Father, we lift up Brady Weaver and grateful that you have spared his life and that you have given medical professionals the understanding of the human body, but I pray that you would use this time in his life to know that you care about him, that there is a plan and you have a purpose for him. Thankful that you have spared him, and we are just grateful for that fact. Father, we lift up the Ehrenholtzes, especially Shelley, as they head to Mayo's this week, that you would give wisdom to the doctors and safety in their travels. Father, we pray that you would, no matter what the news is, that you would bring her peace of mind and heart. But we do pray for healing for her. And Father, we also pray for Deanna as she recovers from her shoulder surgery, that you would help her, especially when she begins physical therapy. Also be patient with the process. We continue to pray for Wes and his healing of his ankle and his knee, that you would give him the energy and stamina for each day, but also with complete healing. And when things, the boot comes off and such, that he would regain full motion and be able to get back to enjoying the things that he does. But we're grateful for his ministry at Sunshine and the opportunity he has to invest in the lives of the young men and women there. Father, we pray for my wife's knee surgery, that you would help us with the preparation as well as the after surgery, but that it would bring a better quality of life, especially with the ability to get around better. Father, we are grateful for the ministries you've used us in, and pray for Club Rock as it gets started this Wednesday. For each of the students that will be coming, pray that you would give us as helpers and teachers the insight to see where you're at work, that our students would come with their hearts prepared, and that we would see not only the seeds of the gospel planted, but that we would see some of them come to know Christ as their Savior. Father, thank you for the opportunity of investing in the lives of our students. Pray for our youth group, thankful for the fellowship that they have with each other, and we pray for Abe and Diana and the other volunteers as they invest in the lives of the students. Father, we lift up our missionaries around the world. We pray for the Romanos, grateful for what they are doing on our behalf as well as your behalf in Italy, and pray that you would bring them open doors of ministering, especially as they move cities and start again sharing the gospel with a new community. Father, we pray for our world and the turmoil that is in it, that the Prince of Peace would use his church to minister to those in need. And we think of the Manas as they will be joining us this next Saturday, the opportunity of hearing what is going on in Ukraine, on the Ukrainian side, as well as how you're using Mike and Judy around the world and the investment in our lives for this coming Saturday. Father, we ask that you would bless the offering that we're about to receive from your people. Thank you for the gifts that you've given us and the opportunity of giving back to you. Use it for your honor and glory, both here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
please stand as we join together in singing hymn number 405. My faith has found a resting place, 405.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living one, his wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. Enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. Enough for me that Jesus saves, this ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to him, he'll never cast me out. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me.
Turn back a couple of pages to hymn 409. I know whom I have believed.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able committed unto him against that day. I know not how this saving faith to me he did impart, nor how believing in his word brought peace within my heart. But I know that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through that he is able danced that day. I know not when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the vale with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Thank you for singing. Please be seated.